We're a specialist tour operator, so our speciality really is in wine and gastronomy. So we arrange a variety of short breaks to the premium wine regions of Europe, our most popular being Champagne, and we can arrange trips for groups, individuals, or corporate clients. And on our trips, you'll have the opportunity to taste a wide variety of wines from your favorite region. You also get to meet the maker of the wine or champagne, which is a fascinating experience. And obviously, we will combine that with fantastic gastronomy as well.
So, on average, how long do people come on holiday with you? Because I guess you couldn't do, well, perhaps you can do 2 weeks of wine tasting every single day.
Well, to be honest with you, most of our tours are 2 to 3 nights in duration. We find that people like to get away for a long weekend, for example, so they don't have to take time off work. However, we do offer itineraries that can be up to 3 weeks in duration and can take across several different regions. So for those who are really keen on wine, it's definitely the wine lover's trip of a lifetime.
So what happens during an average day?
So during an average stay, we would arrange for guests to travel across to their preferred region. We would then arrange their accommodation, and we work with all of the hotels in the destinations that we feature. So they can choose where they'd like to stay, either perhaps in the vineyards themselves or maybe in one of the towns or city centres. And then we arrange for transport throughout the day to accompany them to various different types of wineries to really get a great in-depth idea of the different wines in each of the region. And then we'll often arrange a lunch. So our itineraries combine lots of activities that are already arranged by us, but also plenty of free time to explore the region independently.
And in terms of the numbers of people that you'd be travelling with, how does that pan out?
So we offer different types of tours. So we can offer tours from one person right up to 100 people. We can either arrange for a private experience, or we can also arrange for you to have a trip alongside other guests. So on our tours, there tends to be a maximum of 8 people. We do like to keep the groups nice and small, but we can again arrange private experiences as well.
Do you go to places that perhaps you've learned about because you're in the business, but otherwise, if I were just researching on the internet, I wouldn't know we're there?
Not at this stage. What we do here at Grape Escapes that makes us different from everybody else is that we specialise in a limited number of destinations. We tend to find that regions such as Bordeaux, Tuscany, Burgundy, the wines that everybody knows and loves, tend to be the most popular, and those are the regions that we've spent the past decade gaining the expertise in to offer a completely flawless experience. So although we can arrange trips to those regions which are perhaps slightly lesser known, we tend to specialise in the larger regions just because that's the region that people want to go to.
How much knowledge do you have about wine to really appreciate one of your trips?
You actually don't have to have any knowledge at all. We can arrange trips for complete beginners who really don't know how wine is made and want to see that process. And you can see that on one of our tours. But we can also arrange tours for connoisseurs who may perhaps have their favourite chateau that they regularly buy wine from that they'd like to visit. So regardless of your level of experience, there's always going to be a tour for you.
What would you suggest then for somebody who comes to you and says, look, I want to get into wine, I don't know anything about it, and they might just look at a list of places that you go and know nothing about any of the places. How can you help somebody, how can you hold their hand, as it were, in choosing a destination?
Well, first of all, I would suggest getting in touch with us. As specialists in our destinations, we know exactly what to propose to different types of customers. However, on our website, we have a list of lots of different packages that are perfect for those who've never been to a wine region before. Our central range, for example, are 2 and 3 night breaks to the most popular regions, and they're excellent introductions to the wines, and you don't need any knowledge before travelling.
Do people stay on the actual vineyard sites in some of your holidays?
They can do. So lots of people opt to stay in a city or a town centre just so that they've got the freedom to be able to go out in the evening and go to some local bars, restaurants and cafes. However, we have lots of guests who really want to have that unique experience at staying on site at a winery and fully immerse themselves in the day-to-day goings on of everything that takes place there. And that's completely possible. We also offer lots of activities. For example, you can make your own champagne blend. So you work with the champagne maker to come up with your perfect champagne. And you can also do the same thing in Bordeaux, where you put together a Grand Cru Bordeaux wine that you've created personally.
If you're going to multiple different places, how does it work in relation to, well, you've been driven around, because obviously you can't drink and drive. So if there's only a couple of you, you're not going to lay on a bus. So how does that work?
So if it's just for a couple of people, what we would do is if they want to drive over to the region just to get themselves to their destination, for example, Champagne's only 2.5 hours from Calais, that's absolutely fine. And driving over also means that you can bring back lots of bottles because you'll find the prices are very competitive out in the regions. However, what we can also do during the tours is transport our guests so that they don't have to worry about how much they're drinking and they can fully participate in the tastings, which would be a shame not to. In terms of visiting lots of different regions, what we suggest, we can either arrange for our customers to drive themselves between each regions, or we can arrange rail travel as well. So traveling across France by high speed train works really well and doesn't really take up a lot of time.
Now, many of the old wine producing countries